They call him Punt, the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today is all about radio, artist management, music, and getting paid. Today we have a special guest from Determined Radio. I'll be chopping it up with her on a variety of industry topics. We have fresh new independent music out of Chicago as well. So this episode is all about return on investment. Where to look for your money, how to get your money, different marketing strategies on how to get it back, how to get to it back. We got all of that for y'all today. So let's get it.
Yo, you are tuned in to Rada's podcast. All right. And this is your girl, Shan, the silly one, the throw goat. What's up? I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. And if you are a podcaster, like I discussed in this episode, don't sleep on yourself, okay? If you need a little bit of guidance, I got you. Lulu.com for the podcast books. Put in the podcast journal and you will see one book that turns into two books that turns into three books. And it's a write-in journal for you to create however you want to create. And if you're looking for me, just check out shambipodden.com. Enjoy the episode.
It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Lords, Disciples, and Stones. The project, that's what's poppin'. Hard work, that's what's poppin'. Toxic Bible Study, that's what's poppin'. Determined Radio, that's what's poppin'. Exclusive The Artist, that's what's poppin'. Ashley Janae, that's what's poppin'. Felice Schlesinger, that's what's poppin'. Equity, that's what's poppin'. Rodas Live Podcast, that's what's poppin'. Clear Focus, that's what's poppin'. Tunnel Vision, that's what's poppin'. Exclusive The Artist from Determined Radio is the Rodas Live What's Poppin' Artist of the Day, y'all. Let's get it.
I've been counting all my blessings, taking heed to these lessons. Since a youngin', I've been rapping. Since a youngin', we been stepping. I know they call me young and reckless. I know they thought that I was selfish when they put them diamonds in that bezel. But I was fighting my depression, was trying to keep it at discretion. My mama say I'm too aggressive. My bitches say I'm too possessive. I try to show her that she's special. Try to show her potential. I taught her never ever settle. I took her to another level and introduced another devil. Put the pedal to the metal. We still trapping out that rental. Living life like a rebel. The most these hoes so simple. She just want a little adventure. She just want someone to vent to. Need a nigga to attend to. Plus I give a good dig to. Ain't discussing what I've been through. Don't need press over interview. We just came for the revenue. Now tell me who the fuck sent you. We play the game where you're headed. Cause when it rain you get wet too. Blood stains on them niggas' shoes. Them niggas came off that avenue. I've been counting all my blessings, taking heed to these lessons. Since a youngin', I've been rapping. Since a youngin', we been stepping. I know they call me young and reckless. I know they thought that I was selfish when they put them diamonds in that bezel. But I was fighting my depression, was trying to keep it at discretion. My mama said I'm too aggressive. My bitches say I'm too possessive. I try to show her that she's special. Try to show her potential. I taught her never ever settle. I took her to another level and introduced another devil. not about to do this. We not about to do this. We not about to do this.
Welcome to the night shift.
Look, baby, we may have a problem, and I think we need to talk about it. Ay, should probably get a blunt and bottle. Ooh, I just gotta keep it solid. I ain't really tryna see nobody, and you know how much I love your body. I would've rather heard you hit my pockets, but I can't sit back and just let you ride me. No, no, no. Can't be holding that pussy a hostage. Fuck around and go off on somebody. And I know that you may get exhausted, but my addiction must be acknowledged. Oh, don't tell me ain't no time. Oh, I won't negotiate what's mine. Oh, adoption is a crime. Mine, didn't wanna drop my dime, but I'll let you go. Oh, I'll let you go. Oh, I'll let you go, baby. Oh, I'll let you go, baby. I'll let you go, baby. Ooh, don't wanna let you go, baby. Don't wanna let you go, baby. Ooh, let you go. Don't make me let you go. You supposed to do it till you can't no more. Hey, I mean do it till I can't no more. Gonna make a nigga put you in the finger four. Hey, I need it all the time. You know it's always on my mind. Just a young man in his prime, and to leave it is a crime. Holding that pussy a hostage. Oh. Fuck around and go off on somebody. Ooh, yeah. I know that you may get exhausted, but my addiction must be acknowledged. Oh, don't tell me ain't no time. Oh, I won't negotiate what's mine. Oh, adoption is a crime. Mine, didn't wanna drop my dime. Oh, I'll let you go. Oh, I'll let you go. Oh, I'll let you go, baby. Oh, I'll let you go, baby. I'll let you go, baby. Ooh, don't wanna let you go, baby. Don't wanna let you go, baby. Ooh, let you go.
Will it near go crazy?
Just met a little bitch in HP. I got a 5-1 with me. She wanna ride with a G. Shout it was hella petite. She know I come from the street. Ain't lacking, I keep in my heat. One in my lap, I'm one under the seat. I got your bitch in the trap with me. She said she wanna come back with me. I got her rolling that path for me. She know you niggas ain't half of me. I might pull up and embarrass you. We ballin' straight off the avenue. All of my niggas are savages, and you know we chasing this revenue. I got your bitch in the trap with me. She said she wanna come back with me. I got her road on that path for me. She know you niggas ain't half of me. I might just pull up and embarrass you. We ballin' straight off the avenue. All of my niggas are savages, and you know we chasing this revenue. I got a little bitch in the trap with me. Steady distracting me. Haters attacking me. Never impacting me. Smoking no gravity. Remember I ain't having it. They used to laugh at me. I wasn't ballin', and bitches would pass on me. I had to get it. The streets with it actively. I had to go get the streets what they asking me. I had to get in and stack it. You know I adapted like it was just practice. Found me a lane and I'm hogging up traffic. If she got that booty, then I gotta smack it. If she got some moves for me, then I'ma crack it. If they wanna feature, you know I'ma tax them. Ain't doing no slacking, ain't doing no chatting. And ain't no relaxing. The avenue smacking. They love it out west cause they know it be cracking. Look what just happened. I got your bitch in the trap with me. She says she wanna come back with me. I got her rolling that path for me. She know you niggas ain't half of me. I might pull up and embarrass you. We ballin' straight off the avenue. All of my niggas are savages, and you know we chasing this revenue. I got your bitch in the trap with me. She said she wanna come back with me. I got her road on that path for me. She know you niggas ain't half of me. I might just pull up and embarrass you. We ballin' straight off the avenue. All of my niggas are savages, and you know we chasing this revenue. Just met a little bitch in HP. I got a 5-1 with me. She wanna ride with a G. Shout it was hella fatigue. She know I come from the street. Ain't lacking, I keep in my heat. One in my lap, I'm one under the seat.
that was exclusive to artists with Another Devil, Hostage, and Trapped by Me. All three of those songs can be found on all streaming platforms. Welcome to Rodus Live. I'm your host, Rodus. Today, we have another guest to kick off the new year of 2023. Please introduce yourself to the listeners of Rodus Live.
I'm Felice Schlesinger.
Okay. Is that German?
Yeah, Schlesinger is probably German. It's not my maiden name, but it's my ex-husband's last name I still have.
Okay. Hey, it's a good name either way. So right? Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
So I started radio. Well, actually, let me go back before that. I started becoming a manager of an artist by the name of Amio back around 2016, 2015, something around that, maybe about 2015. And so he was a guy that I knew from a center that I used to go to, that I still go to, that he used to go to, I should say. And he was like, you know, I'm an artist and I really need a manager. And I'm like, I don't know anything about managing. What are you talking about? He's like, no, I really need you to help me, blah, blah. He's like, could you do this? And he's like, can you help me book shows? Can you help me do this? And all these, you know, he's running down all these things. And I was like, I could do that. So the next thing you know, I became a manager of a rapper. So that's kind of how it started. And from there, we were at a Illinois Radio's 1 year's anniversary party. And a guy that Amio did an interview with, his name, by the name of Corey Ether, he was there. And so we ran into him again. We're talking to him. And he's like, listen, you need to do radio. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you need to do radio. I'm like, I don't know anything about radio. He's like, no, you need to come. You need to do radio. And I'm like, I know nothing. So I thought about it over the weekend and stuff. And I talked to my friend, DJ MH Chetta. And he was like, at like 3 a.m. or something, I called him. I'm like, this guy thinks I could do radio. He's like, girl, you could do comedy. What are you talking about? So I wound up doing it. I wound up getting a co-host. I asked her if she would do it with me. She's like, absolutely. If I could be the next Wendy Williams, I'm in. And so Determined Radio took off in 2018 on FM, on 88.9 FM in Lyle, Illinois.
Okay. I like Lyle. I actually did a couple of shows down in Lyle, Illinois.
Okay. So, yes.
5 years, but shout out to Lyle. They support hip hop. So is your station a BDS station or no?
No. So what happened was is that we left. What happened was that the Lyle station wound up closing because the owner moved and another station was going to buy it out. Didn't work out. So happy. So by that point, I was already starting to host the orchestration radio show in Ejila Beats' recording studio. And it's on the Spreaker app and it's monetized to like iHeartRadio and iTunes and Spotify and all those different things. And so I wound up bringing Determined Radio to his studio 2 years ago, 2 years into Determined Radio. Now I'm starting this new show 2 years later. So now I'm 4 years into Determined Radio, 2 years into the orchestration radio. So we just wound up bringing it over there due to the station closing. So we're all on the Spreaker app. And like I said, it's monetized and all of that. So
I like Speaker because people can listen live and they can actually comment and talk and it's interactive. And you could grow your following more, you know?
Right. And it's monetized, which is great. You know what I mean? We also go live on our radio Facebook pages for the interviews as well. So we don't have it on ourselves. We have it on the actual guests. So that way they can have that, chop it up however they want to do that. Because, you know, it's good to go live because half the time their phones are dead and, you know, all that. So we go live for them and they can have it. We keep it, of course. So, yeah, we don't have a YouTube channel yet. We're getting there. We're going to get there. You know, I keep talking about it. But
it's a work in progress. So
it is.
What was some of the challenges that you face as a new manager and how did you overcome them?
Back then, right now he's on hold right now because he's doing some other stuff. So I'm not managing Amio right now. But as far as like right now, I'm managing Ejil Beats, who is a engineer, he's a producer, he's a DJ, he's an artist, he's a writer, and that's his studio we work out of the West Side. And then I also manage Love Child, who switched his name from Willie Neal to Love Child. He is also the nephew of Danny Boy, on top of that. So I manage that situation as well. He is an R&B singer. He's amazing. So as far as the challenges go, I don't really have any challenges. They just do what I say. It works out so much easier that way.
Okay. So with managing, it's a lot of requests. It's a lot of, how do you distinguish what's a priority and what's, okay, we'll get to it a little bit later, even though priorities are important, but it's not one thing over another, you know? So yeah. How do you distinguish, you know, I got to get on this right now as opposed to something else?
It just depends on what's going on. Like right now, they're both working on music. So I'm not doing anything right now. They're sitting there waiting on albums and things that are going to drop and stuff like that. And then it'll go, of course, into marketing and all that stuff. So I'm not really doing it as far as anything right this second. I always make sure I get their music out around, because the point is global, right? So a lot of times these artists are so involved in trying to get it on the Chicago radio. I was like, why are you guys so worried about that? I get it. You want to get in your car and you want to like video your song being on the thing, but the point is global. So you had to start contacting DJs and start, you know, go on Instagram, go look for emails for DJs around the world and start sending your music out. So I do that every day. I do that every day.
I always say, Felice, like the world is bigger than a block.
Exactly. Like, I'm not understanding why these people aren't. I'd rather have it out globally, you know, like it's cool to be like, oh, you're going to be playing in Miami on Saturday. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be saying stuff like that than being like, okay, you're on Chicago. I mean, no, you know, nothing against Chicago. Of course, I'm from Chicago. But yeah, I mean, that's not the point. The point is to get your music globally. And then you figure out from that point where the most amount of fans are. And then you go there and you do shows there. You know what I'm saying? You can still do shows here, of course.
But make it make sense. Exactly. I'm a big analytics person, not to the point where I'm just fingering through them. Wherever my streams are, wherever my plays are, you know, since you only get paid, you know, an album sale for 1,500 streams, you might as well, you know, flip it and get in front of your audience and turn those streams to dollars, you know?
Yep, definitely.
So, like, far as itinerary, right? What does your itinerary look like for a week of Determined Radio for you?
What does it look like for a week? Well, basically, I'm basically looking for guests to come on our show, for both shows. So I have two. So what? So the Orchestration Radio show is Tuesday nights from 8 to 10. And Determined Radio is...
What does the Orchestration Radio show consist of?
It's basically the same type of show. I'm still interviewing guests, artists, entrepreneurs, brands, authors. Doesn't always have to be an artist, but 9 times out of 10, that's what's going to happen. And so on that show, the way I switched up that show a little bit is that I have a different co-host sitting next to me every single show. I switch co-host just because it makes it more fun for me and I'm not as bored. You know what I mean? So it's more about me at that point. But it also makes networking with whoever is going to come and get interviewed. They might meet somebody from Power 92. They might meet somebody from My Radio Chicago. They might meet another artist that lives down the street that I was like, hey, you want to come interview? Want to come co-host? Yes. Okay, great. I love having an artist to artist because I get more out of that interview, I feel like, because they like to discuss a lot of stuff, how they work and how they operate. So that's more fun to me almost than a radio personality. Shout out to them, of course. But do you know what I'm saying? It makes the networking. And then they're like, let me see your Instagram. What's your Instagram? Like, get some unity in Chicago because there's none. So I kind of switched that up. So that's Tuesday. So I switched it up. And I love that. And then Wednesday is Stacey, of course, of 4 years, my co-host of 4 years. So, and we're like Lucy and Ethel. Like, it's retarded. Like, we're retarded. Okay. We're definitely Ethel. Like, we just like... They're like, those two girls are crazy. We are. And we feed off each other really well. And now, of course, 4 years in, we're really, really
Y'all have great chemistry.
Amazing chemistry. People say that all the time. They're like, you guys need to do a comedy act. I'm like, if one more person says that. So yeah, we do. We definitely do have fun. So yeah, as far as like that. So getting ready for those shows, I'm basically just, you know, I'll say to anybody need an interview on Tuesday or Wednesday. I usually don't even have to do that much that often because people are just emailing or they're DMing. They're like, can I get on your show? Can I get on your show? And so I wind up sending them a thing, you know, the details of our show. And then if they want to do it, I send them an email confirmation back. And we also make them perform during their interview. At the end of their interview, they're going to actually perform their last song. They send in two, they give us two songs. We play one during their interview. And at the very end of their interview, after they shout out their social media, we'll have them actually stand up with a microphone and they're actually performing their song. They love that. We have a smoke thing that's pouring out and smoke and stuff. They love it. They're happy.
What a way
that's basically how that all goes.
What a way to showcase an artist, live and a live performance.
I think the you're best frozen, of both worlds. Yeah, okay.
The best of both worlds, a live performance and a live interview.
Well, yeah, it's super fun. They love it. It's super fun. It's super fun. And of course, then we post all of their stuff on our social media. During the week, I'm blasting their stuff, their flyer. I'm blasting any kind of new music or videos is going in our Instagram story every single day for that whole week up until their actual interview. And then I just tell them, I'm like, you have new music coming out next week. Just keep sending us new music. It'll just keep going into our computer.
Right.
So, yeah.
So are you open to any sponsors?
We are always looking for, sponsors. Sponsors kind of come and go. We had a clothing brand. And then we'll actually, if anybody wants to be a sponsor, we'll actually make an MP3 and we will actually air the MP3 commercial during our show as well. So we do that. We've had all kinds of stuff.
For the people out there, Determined Radio, for Lisa's show, she's looking for sponsors.
Always. And it's super fun for them too.
Yeah. And then it broadens the reach and you could just say, hey, for Lisa sent you. You know?
Exactly.
You know, a lot of times in Chicago, it's not a lot of reciprocity, but I think most of the turmoil and beef is because of lack of knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
But it's definitely not necessary, and it's a lot of talent here in Chicago, so shout out to all the artists. I wanted to talk to you about the 312 Awards. Will you be attending?
Clearly I'm attending. I am grateful that I've been nominated. Determined Radio has been nominated. I have been nominated as Radio Personality of the Year and Determined Radio under the indie radio shows. So I'm definitely grateful. Those lists are crazy. And it's so cool because I saw my name on as far as the radio personalities. And I'm like, there's some big people on there from Leon Rogers to Sean Bell to Shive Liz. You know, I mean, of course I know them all, but this is to see my name under with those people was okay, I'm good right now. I don't even have to win. Just to have my name there is cool.
It's great company. Great company.
Yeah, it was definitely an honor just to see my name, like I said, under with all those people.
Right. That's true. So yeah. I wanted to know, is there any type of promotion packages that you have on Determined Radio as far as campaigns, as far as radio play, campaigns? Interviews, whatever, how could somebody get in touch with you if they wanted to inquire about it?
It's super easy. All they have to do is DM Determined Radio on Facebook or Instagram. That's it. That easy. And we are really good.
Okay. On Facebook or Instagram. Okay, that's cool.
Radio. That's
simple.
It.
Everybody, if you need to promote, if you need a radio campaign, if you're trying to promote and actually do the work, instead of complaining about it, instead of talking about it, we got somebody that's all about it right here. Instagram, Facebook, Determined Radio.
Yep. And watch watch our Instagram stories, because I also do shows around Chicago with Eddie August from BMW Entertainment. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Eddie. And he, we do shows. We haven't done a show for a minute, but we've headlined from Biebs to Sasha Gohar to Easy O'Hare to El Hida to El Hida again to his brother King Young. And we've definitely headlined a lot of people. So we're not doing, like I said, I'm not doing a show right this second, but just if when I do that flyer, and I'm always looking for artists that want to come do that, those shows, that flyer's always in Determined Radio's story every single day.
Right. So pay attention to the stories, pay attention to the Instagram, and pay attention to the Facebook.
Yes, sir.
And if you really want to do some business, just hit up the DM.
Exactly.
Sensibly.
Exactly. We're really good at answering back. Like, we are definitely, we do not slack.
I agree 100%. You're professional, you're on time, you're articulate, you know your business.
Yep.
So I wanted to ask you this. What is your take on the digital age versus the physical age of music? The pros and cons.
Well, the pros and cons, let's see. So I would say, like, as far as, like, you're talking about, like, back in the day when you were the artists were actually out there, like, having their discs and getting in, you know, people's faces on the corners. Yeah. $20 to buy my music versus I'm now on the internet and it takes 2 seconds. Yeah, we're going to go with the 2 seconds over here. I think it's a lot easier now, you know, and it's kind of funny, like, the OGs of music are, like, still trying to, like, catch up to how this works, you know, because they're out there. Like, I talked to, like Cold Heart from Crucial Conflict and just, like, other people, and they're just like, I gotta do what now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, catch up to the internet. Come on. But I also feel like as far as that goes, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's definitely a lot easier as far as the internet goes, but then you're also not collecting correct fans, if that makes sense. You're collecting internet fans. You're not collecting physical fans to come support you, like, at a show, if that makes sense.
Right.
It goes both.
Right. If you put out a good product, you could get a lot of replay value via stream, you know?
Right. You don't even have to go.
Huh? Right. You could be everywhere at one time. But it's the hustling aspect and doing the work, you can be everywhere at one time.
Right.
That's the benefit, you know. I actually still get physical merchandise myself, but I know that as far as the marketing and the promoting, that's all internet-based, SEO, press release. I use some of the tactics from back in the day. I still implement them in my promotion process, you know?
Yep, you have to. For sure. But yeah, as far as that, I think that you get a lot more fans as far as back in the day. They were getting more fans to come to their shows as far as, like, that goes, because they're physically talking to them, do you know what I'm saying, versus the internet. But then you have the internet, which you're getting out more product that way. So it's like, you know, I'm sure the internet is definitely better, you know. Even, like, you don't even need labels anymore. Like, what do you need a label for? Like, you could do it yourself on the internet, you know. So they're coming a little, you know.
Exactly.
The smaller labels. I'm not talking about big labels. I'm talking about the smaller, you know, the smaller labels aren't really needed, you know, because unless you need them because you don't know how to do any of that stuff, okay. But as far as, like, I've seen labels just shut down. The small ones.
I agree with that 100%, unless you got some type of print and press deal with a label. Other than that, I don't see the need, except for probably the reach. But if you do the work, you'll reach the people that you need to reach, you know?
Exactly. I agree.
I believe in planning. Planning is the key to everything.
Definitely. Everybody has their own. Like I'll ask artists, like, how do you market yourself? Like everybody has a different timing schedule on how they market themselves and everybody, whatever works for that person. You know what I mean? But it's kind of cool to listen to different ways that people are saying that they wait till this certain date and then they post this and then they do this and then they do that. And it's like, this person's like, no, I don't do like that. I do ads. Like, it's just funny to like, listen to how people market themselves. You know, I don't have to worry about that part, you know, as far as like, we do some of that stuff, but like just to listen to different artists talking about their different strategies is kind of fun to listen to.
Right. You could take the good and throw away the bad. And then you could say, hey, I like that tie over there. Let me get one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So Chicago does have a lot of talent. I love Chicago. I'm from Chicago as well. It's a lot of good projects that came out in 2022. A lot of good projects. My thing is, like, with the 312 Awards, I appreciate what they're doing, you know, for the city. But one thing that I would like to say to all the artists is that, you know, you don't have to be nominated to be a winner. You're already a winner. Everybody a winner. If you woke up this morning, you're a winner. If you got a dream, you're a winner. If you
right, work, your eyes open.
Your dream, you're a winner.
Yeah.
Just by having you on my platform, I'm a winner.
Aw, just for having me do this, I'm a winner.
No, right?
Winner! So fun. Yeah. So fun. So fun. Yeah.
So if you could tell a new artist, if you could get them some advice, what would it be?
Learn the business first. Don't drop any music until you learn the business. There's 13 to 16 royalties per song. Learn how to make all of your money before you drop a song, before you start they're putting all their money into the studio. They're putting the money into the clothes. They're putting the money into the video. They're putting money in all of these places, but they're not getting any money back because they have zero idea how to get their money back. So 95% of people on YouTube, 95. It was 90 last year. Now it's 95% of people on YouTube do not collect royalties. So to the artists that are new, don't drop any music at all. Go learn how to make all of your money, learn the business of music, and then go drop a song. And when you could drop that song and collect the 13 to 16 royalties, versus the probably 3 or 4 that you only know. So that would be my biggest advice, go learn music. I tell people, go learn business all the time. I get it, and you're excited about all of that. And if you don't want to learn the business, then have your mom or somebody really close to you that wasn't going to screw you over, let them learn it and tell you, or however you want to do it. But don't drop music until you know how to collect all of that money.
I try to tell everybody, like back in the day, we used to say squad up. I try to tell everybody they need to nerd up.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Because you have money in other territories and everything just sitting there.
Yep.
So yep. What are some of those other royalties that the artist may not know?
I can't tell. I'm not telling. I'm not giving away no secrets. But, but just so you guys know, but if you do want to know all of that, and we do have the entire book that we send it via email, we charge $50 for it. And I let the artists that come into the studio that don't know stuff, we actually have a physical book that they can look through. And if they like, awesome. they know that we're not full of shit, you know what I mean? So that way they can see, and they'll like sit there at the table and look through this book. They're like, yeah, I need to learn all this. I'm like, okay, it's $50. And then we send it to their email. But I like them that they can physically look at something, and I'm not just, you know, so I don't think we're full of shit. And so I'm giving nothing away. So I'm giving nothing away. That's another thing. You could DM me if you're interested in learning all of that. I have that. Like I said, it's a flat rate. And so we will send you that via email. And if you want to come into the studio to see the actual book, come on. But exactly. I'm not giving away nothing.
Like, nothing. When I started my indie label, you know, I hired a lawyer, you know, for consultant. I got my EIN, I got my articles of incorporation, I got my business account, I got my PO box, and then I talked to various people, but it's this book that I got called Making It in the Music Business. I read every page of the book, from contracts to royalties. The internet was just getting starting to boom. But I had digital distribution back then. And like all of the work that I was doing, I thought that, you know, was going in vain. In all actuality, it wasn't, you know? Because I was just doing the leg work. But I'm glad that I read that book. But it's so many royalties to collect. I'm not telling either.
So many.
Huh?
I'll be like, oh, yeah, I know it all. I'm like, really? How many royalties? They're like, three or four. I'm like, try like 13 to 16. They're like, whoa. Their mouths are open. They're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, this is how much money you're missing that you could be making, that you need to learn. So, yeah, they're like, don't drop any more music until you learn this. So, and then that's what I said, then I'll show them that book and then they could decide if they want to spend $50 and learn it or not. There's some people that just don't want to learn it. They don't care. They're like hip hop hobbyists. They're not really like, it's a hobby versus they're, you know, it's serious craft versus a hobby craft. You know what I mean? So, okay, fine. Right. If you want to waste your time, then go ahead. You know, that's your problem. But if you really want to learn it, then okay, learn it.
Right. I know ASCAP is good. ASCAP is good about getting me my money. The hardest royalty to get is the mechanical royalty, though. That's the most difficult one to track down out of all the royalties, you know? The mechanical royalty. But, you know. But it's old to you.
Yeah.
I agree. You should definitely learn a business before you decide to put out a single, a album, a EP.
Anything. Yes. All that. Anything.
Like, if you're an ASCAP or a BMI member, like people, they're not familiar with the on stage royalty, because these venues, they pay a licensing fee for you performing your works there.
That's a royalty. Putting your on Facebook is a royalty. You put your song on Facebook is a royalty. Like there's so much stuff that people don't really realize, and they're missing so much money. And you're gonna go spend so much money in the studio with a producer, with the buying a beat, doing the song, getting clothes for your show, a video, like all of this money, you should learn how to get it all back.
Yeah.
And that's
you could write it, you could write off all these expenses. Yeah. A lot of
and you can get and you can get back royalties too. Like once you do learn it and you do have music that's out, you can we have it so you can know how to get some of your you won't get all of them, but you'll get some of your back royalties back. So there's that too. But still, at the end of the day, don't even drop a song until you know it all. That's how I look at it, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't do that.
What is your thoughts on perception? Everybody, to me, a lot of people like to follow the smoke. You understand what I'm saying? Everything that you see is not what it is, you know?
Definitely.
So that's the best advice that I could give for going into 2023. Yeah. Nerd up on your business.
Nerd up.
Nerd up. That's it.
Nerd up. It's true though. It's true. We were just talking about labels. And I was talking to one of the artists and he was like, yeah, I was in a really bad contract. But then at the end of the day, I realized there's really no such thing as a bad contract. The bad contract was because I didn't read it. I didn't have a lawyer read it. I didn't negotiate it. And I got stuck in a bad contract. So at the end of the day, whose fault is it? My own. I'm like, right. So that's true too. Like, read everything. As far as even contracts, there's no such thing as a bad contract. You made it a bad contract because you didn't read it.
My thing is like, instead of getting a lawyer when you're in trouble, get a lawyer to keep yourself from being in trouble, to keep the
right
from happening.
Yeah. You know? Yes. Yes.
And yep. like a good manager as yourself can get you those royalties for those who are listening, or a good attorney.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Or yourself, at the end of the day, yourself.
Right. That's if you educate yourself.
Yeah. The artist should know more than the manager.
Because
the artist should know the manager.
I agree, because if you don't have nothing to manage, what is the manager going to do?
Right. Somebody in my DM every day, Felice, will you manage me? No. Do you know how to make money off your music? No. Then what am I doing? I'm babysitting? No, thank you. I'm good. I don't need to babysit.
Exactly.
No, you need to go learn the business. And when you learn the business, then come back and ask me again.
There's so many ways to make money, especially in this in this climate, you know?
Yep, definitely. But
don't be lazy. That's all I can say. If you lazy,
you can actually get wind up being screwed at the end of the day too. If you don't have your paperwork done, I know, I'm not going to say who or any of that stuff, but you can actually go onto YouTube. There's a code on your video that you could tell if your paperwork is done or not, and I can steal your royalties. I don't want your song, but it's a whole hustle. I can go in
exactly.
there.
Exactly, but you know what? I always go through the
distributor.
Always go through the distributor, because yep. they won't take your stuff unless it's what it is. The right. distributor that I use, you know.
Right.
Everything.
There's a way to tell. Yeah.
Cross the I's, dot the T's.
Yep.
Here.
Yeah.
Now if it says, now I will upload the video myself, or I'll go through somebody like Vimeo. If I upload it through Vimeo, I know it'll be distributed all over. You understand right. what I'm saying? They'll get it in every territory. So that help your streams for the actual song as well as the video. So you're gonna get paid for it being played, and you're gonna get paid for it being seen. That's money.
Yep. Most of them don't know that, though. That's why 95% of YouTube still has their money. Nobody collects their money. It's crazy. And that's just YouTube. I'm like, crazy. That's crazy.
I really don't want to throw anybody under the bus on my platform, but it's YouTube and a little bit of everybody else, too.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't want to. YouTube is a good vessel, so I don't want to be a deterrent from anybody. But you know, if you want to have some from people, put it in a book.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So it's tell the people what you got coming up. Tell the people what you got coming up for your artists, if you could speak on it. And last but not least, where artists can reach you for consultations and to get their music played.
So as of right now, we're just in radio right now. So we are back on radio for 2023 starting tomorrow. Actually, well, we'll kick off Sherman Radio tomorrow. We just celebrated our 4-year anniversary. So we are on air tomorrow from 8 to 10, Determined Radio, Facebook, Instagram, and the Spreaker app is also Determined Radio. Everything is Determined Radio. As far as that part goes, as far as coming up anything right now, I don't have any shows or anything coming up right now. My artists don't have any shows coming up right now. They're working on, they're writing, making music right now. So we're just on, woo, just hang on. The Orchestration Radio Show, you can catch me there too. That's the Orchestration Radio Station on Instagram and the Orchestration Radio on Facebook. I know it's a lot of words, I know. The best way to get me is either that way on the Orchestration, or the easiest way to get me is Determined Radio, Facebook, Determined Radio, Instagram. It's that easy.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for coming on Ride Us Live, and you're more than welcome to come back in the future. I love chopping it up with you on my show, but I like chopping it up with you in private, because you always turn my light bulb on, and I turn your light bulb on too.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
You're welcome. So this has been another episode of Ride Us Live. The Time and Radio, Radis Live. We out. Peace. If you would like to support the Radis Live podcast, we have merchandise in the Radis Live podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Radis Live podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Radis Hunt. Option three, we have the RadisOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. We're dropping a mic on Radis Live. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you're an artist, label, or manager, I hope that you were able to take some from this episode. I would like to thank my guest, Felice Schlesinger, for coming through, giving her professional insight on the music business. It's all about educating yourself and making the right decisions, especially when it comes to your career. If anyone needs help with consultations, contact me via the booking form at RadisOnline.net, and I'll get you where you need to be, as well as where you're trying to go. This has been another episode of Radis Live. Peace.